Man from Sweden, unashamedly romantic with a pretty pop sensibility. Song is called Shirin, and it is off a CD here in the library at CITR of called Night Falls Over Kortedala, which is just outside of Gothenburg. And yes, I've been there. And
okay,
it's a
time
nice
to
place.
Say goodbye.
Oh, already?
Mars.
We just got here.
Mars will be rising soon.
Mars.
Mars.
Mars needs guitars.
Yes, it does.
So thank you very much for joining us. Those who have, mind you, most of them have left probably in the last half hour. So Michael Strainick scares off a lot of our listeners. He just says some very strange things that, well, it's kind of like the email we got the other day. Is he for real? Yes, he is. Which means UFOs are real. Which means he's here. He has arrived. He's and here early.
He is early.
He's going to be on time. We're going to be late, but he's going to be on time.
Okay.
Alex and Karasu is coming up. CITR, thank you. Good night.
Happy trails from Radio Radio.
Sayonara.
Nardwar, what are you doing here? Nardwar.
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 Take off that hat.
The Nardwar track won't queue up. It's. Do you want to put your first record on? You'll go on in time.
Deliberate. Yeah. You are hearing Radio Chaos.
Yes. We'll just scratch the evaporators. We were going to play Nardwar versus Courtney, but it won't queue up.
Can't do.
Something wrong with this thing here. So why don't I just play this promo, which you're supposed to be playing here, and that'll get us right into what's going on.
Not a problem.
Supposed to do a show. Supposed to do a showmo about a promo.
A promo show.
A promo. Like, what's this stupid thing on here?
What are you doing? Names. What's he doing, man?
Playing with a computer.
Alex, help him out.
All right.
I'm You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Katasu. Katasu! Did I hear a crow out in the distance? And my name is Alex. I hope you guys are going to be enjoying my show for the next little while. And there is podcasting available for my show. You can go to www.citr.ca. Got some great Japanese news, as always, and a great lineup of music, and a couple of new tracks as well, including Puzzle Punks, which is a side project of Ai Yamagata. I think I got the name right. One of the former members. No, I am Yamamoto, one of the members of Boredoms, the former members. Yeah, so there's another side project where they use children's toys and make music out of it. So I think that's going to be really exciting. The thing is, it doesn't sound like children's toys at all, but that's what you get when you have a Boredom musician. Yeah, I think it's just something that you could think of when you're completely out of your mind with some BC's Finest. But anyways, let's play more track right now. How about we play some Shonen Knife next? They're coming to Richards on December the 12th. So I'm just going to be promoting them as well. It's going to be an exciting show.
Now,
I know, but they're gilfs. They're such gilfs. I see John blushing a little bit right there. But here we go. Shonen Knife, and the song is called Spam Keikoku. Music about spam emails. Gotta hate them.
Bye.
Getting Jiggy with some Shonen Knife, Spam K Koku, just some music entirely on spam emails. And every time you have a new software to block it, they find another way to get you into that mailbox. I always open the XXX ones. No, I don't actually. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Show is called Karasu. It'll be some great Japanese indie music for the next an hour and 20 minutes. And you can give me a call at any time, 604-UBC-CITR. Those are the digits. You can give me a call anytime. Let me know how I'm doing. Or you can also send me an email, japanindie@gmail.com. Shout out to Alana if you're listening to the program. I told you about the show. You better give me a call so I will know that you're listening. But anyways, I just have one thing that I would like to let you know. Let's put some background music, but I don't have anything nearby, so I'll just keep on blabbering on. The Dalai Lama actually visited the Japanese holiest Shinto shrine last Friday. He visited the Issei Jingu, which is the nation's holiest Shinto shrine in Japan, before he gave a lecture at the Kogaka University. And there was no particular details of why he visited the shrine, of course, for security reasons. But basically, Dalai Lama, as always, going around the world, he wanted to promote harmony among different religions. I think this is quite important to what is going on around in the world. And he vowed to continue to exchange with religious leaders around the world on how we can live together without much conflicts. Just to let you know that the Dalai Lama is living in exile in India, and he really wants the real autonomy for Tibet. And Dalai Lama, if you are ever going to go to Japan at any time, by the way, he will be having a Buddhist conference in Yokohama, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. And we'll also visit a high school during his 9 visit in the Tokyo and other regions of Japan. So that sounds quite exciting, and because of it, this is the next song for Mr. Lama himself, or the holiest. I shouldn't say Mr. Oh, you know, that's inappropriate for him. Here is Namu Abi Dabutsu, performed by Number Girl. Namu Abi Dabutsu is usually a common phrase that's used in a Buddhist prayer. Of course, the music itself may not be suitable for the Shinto traditional style, but for you indie lovers, I think you'll be enjoying it. Again, this is Number Girl.
swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
sometime lover. I am your sometime lover. Now I love you by the hour. I'm sometimes your lover. Your sometime lover. Now I love you by the hour. I'm your sometime lover. Now our time is over.
Sometimes love ya, love ya, love ya. That was Buffalo Doubter. Sometime Lover was the name of that track. And before that, Namu Amida Butsu, performed by none other than Number Girl. Both exceptionally wonderful bands. One should be still going. And the other, which is Number Girl, broken up, fortunately. But they dispersed into far other great bands in Japan. And hopefully I'll be playing them in the next little while. This is Karasu music program for all the people that love the Orient, most particularly Japan. Be playing Japanese indie music for a little while. If you just tuned in, stay tuned because I will be playing some fantastical music for the next hour or so. And get this, if you've ever been to Japan, there's a lot of vending machines, almost for everything. They have alcohol, beer, soda pop, of course. They even have cigarettes and even some adult toys. There's actually a place where they actually sell used underwears, just for those people that will like to have a whiff of some Number Two when they're going home from work. Who knows? It's not my taste, that's for sure. But I think the government is trying to crack down on lowering the number of students or young people that are smoking illegally, because there are many ways of buying cigarettes so easily, and one of them are the vending machines. Now, the Tobacco Institute of Japan and the Federation, as well as the Japanese Vending Machine Manufacturers Association, are now going to introduce vending machines that will take adult identification functions, and this will be placed all over Japan. So what it is that, say that you have turned into an adult, you turn 20. 20 is the legal age in Japan. And you can go to the police office and show your documentations that you are at a legal age, and they will provide you with an adult ID card. Now with this card, you can actually go up to the vending machines, put the card into the machine, and you'll be allowed to buy things that are illegal if you're underage, such as alcohol and smokes. I think this is a pretty cool idea. They're actually going to install 565,000 of these machines throughout Japan in I believe next year, March of next year. I think I have it right here. Now there will be photos of the card holder printed on them, so to prevent misuse or of course theft as well. And I think this would be a fantastic way to lower the people that would blacken their lungs before they hit the 2-0. But at the same time, for those that are perhaps getting into Japan and they are addicted to nicotine, I wonder how they're going to go through a short period of their time in Japan if they don't have these cards. So hopefully they'll find a way for tourists to have these IDs as well. Who knows? There must be a way to get around to it. Now, for the smokers out there, this song is for you. It's called Ginyama, and it's purified Kiseru. And Kiseru means a pipe in Japanese. So maybe you should grab your own Kiseru and puff one up before you listen to this track. Again, the song is called Ginyama.
flash your Friends of CITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
That was a performance by Dupobs, some local guys right there. They are very fond of Japanese culture as well and like to play some experimental music, so I thought I would like to throw it out in there. Before that, I had Do Dodo, a crazy one-woman act who likes to use some wild synthesizers and make some pretty neat music. Hope you guys like that. It was called Waltz Core, and previous to that, it was Kiseru with Gin Yama. Next, I think it would be a great way to follow it up after Dupovs. It's a song performed by Puzzle Punks. If you haven't heard of them, let me just introduce them right now by giving you some background information about them. If I could find it, there you go. Well, it is a side project created by Yamataka Ai and Shinno Otake. Now, if you're a fan of the Boredoms or Rovo, Yamataka Ai is a former member of Boredoms and I believe is still a current member of Rovo. And Shinno Otake is a fine artist turned experimental performer. Now, when these two people get together, they make some really crazy stuff. They were formed back in 1995. And using Otake's creation called Dubhei, which is basically the name that he applied to his own dub machine, they worked together with some pretty cool acts to make some of their records. They worked with Yoshimi of the Boredoms, as well as the OOIOO fame, and also with Yo-chan, who is the current member of the Boredoms as well. Now, the following music, it does have some freaky, eerie sounds. Might be a better term to use is a sound collage. Even in their current record, they call it, quote, 30th century sound. I guess it'd be out of this world. May not be your cup of green tea, but perhaps they may be ahead of their time. Now, the following music I'm going to be playing, as I mentioned earlier in the beginning of the show, they use children's toys. This is some pretty nifty stuff. I just listened to it yesterday, as a matter of fact, and I don't know whether this is just a misinterpretation from Japanese to English, but honest to say, it doesn't sound like children's toys as well at all, actually. So if you ever have the chance to see Puzzle Punks live and they actually do use Toys R Us toys, please let me know because I'll just be blown away. I think you guys will be too. So keep that in mind that all these, the next couple of tracks by Puzzle Punks are, so to say, using children's toys. The first song I'm going to be playing is called Best Brain, and I'll follow it up with Technoware. Again, the song is performed by Puzzle Punks. Hope you guys like it. Thank you.
Hey, this is Steve Nash. You're listening to CITR 101.9, the home of the UBC Thunderbirds.
Puzzle Punks with Best Brain, and that song was called Techno Wear. Both tracks with former members of Boredoms. Hope you guys like that. You got to pick it up. Again, the band is called Puzzle Punks. Fascinating stuff. Well, I think it is time for my public service announcements. Just a few things that are going on here and there. Just to let you know that if there is a PSA that you want me to announce, as long as it's Asian culture related, I will say it on the air. Feel free to let me know by sending an email to japanindie@gmail.com. So first off, there is a touring exhibition of early Japanese-Canadian studio photography that's happening until January 26th at the Japanese-Canadian National Museum. It'll be at 6688 South Oaks Crescent, Burnaby, BC. The studio images reveal subjects from a diversity of communities, European, Chinese, Japanese, and African-American immigrants are all depicted, and it is a very stunning multicultural piece that reflects the multiculturalism and diversity in British Columbia. If you want to get more information, you can give the Japanese-Canadian National Museum a call by phoning 604-777-7000 or go to the website if you have access to the internet, www.jcnm.ca. That's www.jcnm.ca. Next up, Intersection, lighting up the Corral Street Greenway. This is happening until December the 15th at the Center A, which is on 2nd West Hastings, Vancouver. Intersection is a temporary public art project that involves arts organization residents at Corral and Hastings in the downtown east side in a collaborative production of large-scale images on windows and exteriors of buildings. fascinating stuff. If you want to get more information for this event, go to www.lightupthestreet.ca. Again, the website, www.lightupthestreet.ca. And if you're looking for a music concert, well, this is it. Shonen Knife is actually coming on December the 13th. I'm sorry, I said 12th earlier, but December the 13th at Richards on Richards. Doors open at 8 p.m. If you want to get tickets, you can either go to Ticketmaster, www.ticketmaster.ca. You probably know it from your heart. Or you can go to Zulu Records or Red Cat as well. They will have some tickets for you if you're interested in checking out Shonen Knife. The special guests will be the Julia Dagger and Verona Grove. I didn't know that Shonen Knife have been playing for more than 25 years. Man, they must be at least in their late 30s. They have to be, or 40s. Jeez, I have to say, they've established themselves as Japanese indie red legends. Way to go. Well, that's it for my PSA. I think you guys know what that means if you have been listening to my show for quite a while. It is Rovo time. I will be playing a track called Kanoa. Hope you guys like it. Woo! Thank you. Rovo with Canoa. Oh man, that just shocked my ears right there. Rovo, gotta love them, gotta feel them, gotta enjoy them. Fascinating stuff. Just a reminder, 9 o'clock is the jazz show. Gavin Walker was just walking into the studios saying a hi and bye. He has some sushi tonight, so he's all revved up and ready to go at 9 o'clock. If you don't know what the jazz show is all about, well, you gotta think twice. What do you think it's called, the jazz show? They will be playing some great jazz music, and he'll be giving you some great stories about these jazz artists and the music. And he's a lot of fun to listen to, and you'll have a fantastic time listening to his program. Again, it's called The Jazz Show, hosted by Gavin Walker, coming up in 35 minutes, 9 o'clock. Now, this is a very heartwarming story. It happened in Yokohama, Japan. A woman donated, guess how much, on Friday? 1 billion yen. 1 billion yen in cash on Friday to her hometown of Minami Maeshigara at Kanagawa Prefecture on her occasion of her 88th birthday. Just imagine, you're turned 88 and you donate $1 billion in cash to promote education and sports in her local hometown. This very generous woman named Chizuko Yokomizo, who lived in a resort town of Oiso in the same prefecture, she actually decided more than 40 years ago to donate that massive amount of money when she turned a very wise age of 88. And she saved slowly but steadily and achieved that goal. Now the cash, just imagine having 100 bundles of these banknotes, each containing 10 million yen. They were just piled up in a pyramid in a conference room when people were taking pictures at the city hall for her generous donations. Now how much did the money weigh? 100 kilos. Just to make it easier for you to understand how much money this is worth, this is 6.7% of the city government's general account budget of last year. It's equivalent to about 53% of its education expenses. Quote Yokomizo, the donator, "It is the greatest happiness in my life to be able to do this favor for my hometown." Well, with that generosity, who wouldn't feel that way? I have to say, congratulations to her. I have to give her a big hand. You should probably give her a nice hand as well. And you know what? Just a reminder that Christmas is coming in a month. Maybe we should all learn from her and maybe have a warm heart and make a kind donation to a small food bank, or maybe give some money to the people in need. Think about it. It can make a big difference. You could save money till you're 88 and donate $1 billion or 1 billion yen, whichever you prefer. Let me just play some great music. It's Ashugo Tokumaru with a song titled Future Umbrella.
can be scary!
Stop right there, student. Why walk alone when you can call SafeWalk? The safety and comfort of everyone on campus is important. That's why we're here.
SafeWalk is a free, student-run foot patrol service with two-person co-ed teams that will meet you and accompany you anywhere on campus to make sure you get there safely.
Keep an eye out for our bright red reflective jackets and signature foot logo, and let your next walk be with us.
What a huge relief! Now I'll never have to worry about the terrors that could happen when walking through such a big campus at night.
For a walk, you can call 604-822-5355. Use one of our direct line phones located in some of the campus libraries. Use one of the big blue phone booths. Or even ask campus security to contact us.
If you see walkers around campus and you'd like them to accompany you, stop and ask.
Sounds like some oriental-like UFO program. This truth is out there. Just sounds like some X-Files soundtrack. But that's actually a DJ/hip-hop group called Buddha Brand. They play some really nice old-school hip-hop, but that was one of the rare tracks where they play some really spacey music. The song was called Perfect Reality. Winter in Land of Rising Sun. Before that, some really nice psychedelic folk player, Shugo Tokumaru with Future Umbrella. Now, raise your hand if you have taught English in Japan, and did you teach in Nova? And if you have, and you have returned in Canada to settle your lifestyle here, then you're probably lucky. If you haven't heard the news, Nova is in deep, deep trouble. They have been almost filing for bankruptcy. I don't know if it's at that point, but right now, due to numerous problems with the cancellation of contracts, not unable to provide the proper service for students and having to avoid many of the cancellation policies, yada, yada, yada. Basically, they were screwing everyone over. And it turned out that after their failure in the business, they were forced to close or temporarily close all of its 900 schools across Japan which is affecting approximately 400,000 students. 400,000 students. Now, this is the failure of the largest language school in history, if not Japanese history, and it'll have a huge impact at various sectors. Now, what will happen to the jobless English teachers that have been teaching at Nova? Well, there are several ways of having them able to survive, so to say. There are other English schools that are providing them special services where they can teach for a fair pay that make them comfortable living in Japan. But right now, some of the teachers are actually teaching their students for food. That's how desperate they are. They actually have to teach their students in the streets, at parks, or a local cafe. And after they teach them for 40, 60-minute lessons, the students buy them lunch or dinner. I would like to continue the lessons if they can be a help to my teachers, say one of the students in Tokyo. Now, this is pretty serious stuff. The last April, the Supreme Court declared Nova violating the specified commercial transactions law when it refused to fully repay the tuition fees when the students canceled their contracts. So, hey, they shot themselves in the foot. They're getting a little greedy, and they're paying for it. But the worst part of all, the teachers are paying it a lot more than the company itself. So if you know anyone that's been teaching English, particularly Nova, for the past couple of months, you may want to give them a call just to make sure that everything is A-OK. Now, appropriately enough, the next song I'm going to play is called La Depression. Just a little depressing, but no worries. It's performed by Pizzicato 5, a pop group.
ここしばらく出会わない優しくて可愛くてお金持ちの男の子
今あなたがお聞きになっているのはピチカート5のプレイボーイプレイガールです。朝目を覚ましてあなたが最初に考えたことは何ですか？ I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Sora, Crusade, student featured, UBC TV. Check out www.ubctv.ca. Originally conceived in 1990, UBC TV reinvented itself this past year with the launch of www.ubctv.ca. With support from UBC Rec and run by and for students, the site showcases student material ranging from films and music videos to sports, including the production of its own show, UBC Sports Desk. With the goal of getting students involved, UBC TV allows students to submit their content. Viewers have the added advantage of video on demand, allowing them to choose with ease exactly what they want to watch and when. UBC TV is recruiting staff for the next school year. Positions available are IT Director, Marketing Director, Program Director, Producer, Videographer, and Marketing Assistant. Anyone interested is requested to send an email to info@ubctv.ca or to log on to ubctv.ca for more details.
I want to be on your TV so that you might notice me.
Minakawa, Married to Cornelius. Spin, Spider, Spin was the name of the track that you just heard there. Before that, I had Polyzix, Always Happiness. And previously, I had Cornelius. Hey, a pretty wild track called Multi. Probably like a multi-track of quite a disturbing but pretty interesting noises that you may have enjoyed. And before that, La Depression with Pizzicato 5, a remix by Grand Prix from the Playboy Playgirl album. Well, I got some time left. Let me just see what I have in my library. I'll be playing a couple more tracks before Gavin Walker comes in at 9 o'clock. This just in. If you guys like Japanese sports programs, you probably like mixed martial arts, UFC, Pride, and hey, K1. Well, UFC is from the US, but KY and Pride, there's some pretty hardcore action right there. But one of the K1 fighters has been charged for road rage. He actually beat up a truck driver. Well, a truck driver was driving down the street, and he almost hit one of the K1 fighters when he was riding the bicycle. Now, the K1 fighter lost his mind. He was the one that was having the road rage. And unfortunately, the truck driver was pulled out of his vehicle and he got the shit kicked out of him. The Minami Senju Police Station in Tokyo has sent prosecutor's papers on Tuesday, which is actually today. It's Tuesday in Japan. That explains everything. Accusing Hiromi Amada, who is 34 and a K1 fighter, of inflicting the bodily injuries that he has admitted. He has said that he deeply regret what he did. He quotes, "I thought his truck was pulling over toward my bike. I beat him because he ignored me when I warned him." So next time, folks, if you ever rent a car and drive down the street, make sure you look both sides of the street and try not to hit anyone while you're driving down the narrow roads of Japan, because who knows, maybe he can beat the crap out of you. You do not want that to happen when you're having a great time in the land of the rising sun. This is Blue Hearts with a song, Kia Kuriso, which means I'm gonna go a little crazy. Kiga Kuriso.
Yeah.